Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jake Wade. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermueller. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert strikes out. There goes Fox. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Ostermueller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Tebbets and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mills scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cronin moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. Fox moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tebbets and Gehringer drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert misplays the ball. That's an error on Gelbert. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Mills reaches second base with a double. Ostermüller moves to third. George Gill now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ostermüller scores. Mills scores. Fox moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up towards short. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermueller hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gill, and towards Gelbert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins scores. McNair moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Oscar Mueller hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Mueller moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Walker moves to third. Owen moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gill. McNair moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desautels bunts for an out with unknown description. McNair moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Chapman scores. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Mills reaches second base with a double. Ostermüller moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Ostermüller scores. Mills moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mills scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 3 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.